Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism sounds pretty serious. But trust me, this stuff isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about finding inner peace and strength by focusing on what we can control, things like our thoughts, actions, and reactions. And today, we're diving into something that's super relevant to all of us. Living in the present moment for true happiness. Ever feel like you're constantly caught between worrying about the future or dwelling on the past? You know that feeling when your mind's racing a million miles an hour and you can barely catch your breath? That, my friends, is what happens when we lose touch with the here and now. The Stoics believe that true happiness comes from accepting our current situation, even the tough stuff, and focusing on what we can do right now to make things better. It's about finding contentment in this moment, not chasing some elusive better tomorrow or yearning for a perfect yesterday. So how do we actually do that? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a more present-minded life. 1. Mindfulness matters. This isn't just about meditation, although that can definitely help. It's about actively paying attention to your senses, your thoughts, and your feelings without judgment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the scent of freshly brewed coffee, or the sound of laughter around you. These little details are often overlooked, but they can ground us in the present moment. 2. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and often downright chaotic. Trying to control everything is a recipe for stress and disappointment. Instead, accept that things won't always go according to plan, and focus on adapting and learning from whatever comes your way. Remember, done is better than perfect. 3. Detach from outcomes. We can plan and work hard towards our goals, but ultimately, we can't control the results. When we get too attached to specific outcomes, we set ourselves up for disappointment. Instead, focus on doing your best and letting go of the need to have everything turn out exactly as you envisioned. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. It could be something big like your loving family, or something small like a beautiful sunset. Cultivating gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what we already have, bringing a sense of contentment and peace. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one is huge. We often put immense pressure on ourselves to be perfect, productive, and constantly on. But self-compassion is essential for living in the present moment. Acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses, forgive yourself for mistakes, and treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, staring at a pile of emails that seems insurmountable. Your mind starts racing deadlines, to-do lists, a looming presentation. Suddenly, you feel overwhelmed and anxious. But then, you remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath. Focus on your senses. Feel the weight of your chair beneath you, the warmth of the light on your skin, the sound of a keyboard clicking beneath your fingers. Acknowledge those feelings of anxiety without judgment, but gently redirect your attention to the task at hand. Maybe take a quick walk around the office, stretch, or listen to a few minutes of calming music before diving back into your work. By practicing these techniques, you can transform moments of stress and overwhelm into opportunities for mindfulness and clarity. Remember, happiness isn't about achieving some grand goal, it's about finding joy in the little things, appreciating the present moment, and living with intention and purpose. So go out there and make today count. Take those deep breaths, savor those moments of beauty, and remember, you're stronger than you think, wiser than you know, and braver than you believe. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.